You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you are looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Hope you're ready to be entertained, because Eric Pickle is going to entertain you.
We're
going to
try.
With his entertainment page.
I'm trying my best here, Cakes. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. Check them out. When you find something you want to test drive or whatever, go over there. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star. Promise. All right. I don't know where to start. There's actually quite a few stories here that are somewhat interesting. But by the way, did you see that Jay Cutler is going to have to serve some jail time?
I did not see that.
DUI. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
That must be multiple DUIs.
He's been sentenced to 4 days. You know, that would suck. I honestly think if I had to go to jail, even if it's just like where you go and you play spades and dominoes.
Right. You know, of course it would suck.
I think I would cry. I think I would in my own.
I think all of us would probably cry.
I think I would in my own room or something before. I think I would cry. That I was in jail for 4 days.
Well, one, you're going to jail. Two, that's basically rock bottom. Going to jail is rock bottom.
I mean, you didn't murder anybody or anything, but yeah, you're in jail. You're a menace to society for 4 days. Like, yeah, it's not good, right? So he struck a plea deal for his DUI and gun possession case from October of 2024.
I would think that you wouldn't serve jail time if that was your first DUI. Maybe it was
because
of the gun charge.
Maybe. It's going to begin in 30 days. He was also fined $350, and he will be required to be on 1 year supervised probation and submit to regular and random drug tests. Oh, by the way, he also lost his license.
Still don't understand why in this day and age, when it's never been easier to get a ride from Uber or Lyft or whatever, why people continue to drink and drive.
Convenience.
I know, but it's so risky.
I agree.
You're risking yourself. You're risking other people's safety out on the roads. What are you doing?
What Drabby said, these freaking Teslas are ubiquitous now out on the road. They're literally everywhere.
Right.
They have all the self-driving stuff. It's insane now. How much extra do you pay? Drabby, did you have to pay extra for your self-driving option, or did it come with it?
I'm still on the free trial, but after next month, it'll be $100.
$100 a month?
$100 a month if I want.
Pretty much a bargain. Are you not going to do it?
Still debating. I use it all the time.
You do?
All the time, especially on the drive-in.
And what do you do?
Trust it. You implicitly trust it.
Can you close your eyes if you wanted?
No.
It would shut down?
It would pull over? Well,
it'll
just turn off and you better start driving.
Hold on. It knows if your eyes are shut?
Oh, yeah.
It just knows.
It knows if you're looking at your phone.
It can't just shut down. It'll cause an accident. It would have to pull over. Right?
No, it just turns off. The auto drive turns off. And sorry, the alarm starts going off telling you to take control of the car.
Okay, got it.
What if you don't? What if you're passed out? You die?
I don't know. I have.
So if you're,
he's not trying
off.
To test
it,
that.
It tells you it turns, it's turning off.
I know, but you like you were saying, a lot of guys will use it. They get drunk at the club or whatever, and they go in their auto test drive. And what if they doze off? It can't just stop.
That's why the alarm goes off. It'll wake you up. If you pass out, you pass out. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to go into the guardrail.
It should pull over. It should pull over for you. I feel like that's what it should
Let
do.
Let me get Elon on the phone.
I don't, I don't want it to pull over. Because I want it to yell at me to tell me to take over because I'm looking at my phone.
Well, pull over and then it won't start. Like, you know, till you're locked back in.
It says autopilot disengage for rest of drive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That seems a little scary. That seems like a loophole.
I don't
there.
Get how it knows that your eyes are closed.
Somehow it's got 100 cameras on it. At yeah. But you feel like, does it drive silly? Like when it's on the auto drive. Yeah.
Well, sometimes,
have you ever had to grab the wheel?
I still don't trust it.
I grab the wheel all the time. But that's not out of safety. It's because it's going too slow. Like I'm trying to get out of the way if I'm letting that thing drive.
Right.
Like it'll be in the left lane and there will be a car behind me. I'm like,
so I saw that they put out on a production line the driverless Teslas or whatever that have no steering wheel. And it's just for like Uber type of situations. They're literally producing cars, cakes, with no steering wheel.
That's crazy.
Not a big thing.
To me,
I would never. Well,
it's insane.
Of course. I would never get into that.
And I know people are using them. And like down, I have friends in, where's the trendy place in Texas where everybody goes?
Austin.
Yeah, in Austin. And they go in all the Uberless, there, whatever, driverless Ubers. And I've gotten the videos from friends that have done it.
I mean, the only way I would go into that is if I was just desperate and I was just panicking. I needed a ride.
It's your last resort.
Yeah, right. That's the only time I would do it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know why I thought of that.
You know how silly it is to be transported with your arms crossed, just staring out the window?
Right.
You're doing nothing.
You feel like you're being chauffeured all over the
listening
place.
Listening to the radio.
I just would like to know how silly it is. Like, is it with each iteration... Is it getting better? You know how they say, ChatGPT. How's it getting better? Are they adding cameras? Like, how are they making it better?
I think the software just improves. It knows they got millions and millions of data.
Yeah.
I'm just coming in. I'm a control freak.
Yeah, there's no way you could do it.
I actually enjoy driving.
I don't enjoy it when I'm tired. I'm fine when I'm not tired.
Okay. Well, you're not. Yeah. But if you're
not tired, I'll be tired in 52 minutes.
I enjoyed the drive down to Oak Island, North Carolina. 6.5 hours. I enjoyed it.
It's kind of long. Six plus hours is a long drive.
What does your family do while you're driving?
We stopped once.
Do you guys talk a lot? Or are they on their own iPads? What's happening in
the car? Probably doing their own thing.
My mother-in-law was in the passenger. She was on her phone and playing her games on her phone. My wife was in the back with the dog, sleeping.
Right.
I was pondering life, listening to radio.
Okay, your two daughters didn't go.
No, they did. They followed us. We couldn't fit everybody else.
Let me guess. You were listening to like a college football podcast on the way down.
No, my wife put her Spotify on. It's classic rock.
Okay. Oh, so you're listening to like the Eagles,
Steve Miller
Bad
Band.
Company.
A lot of Steve Miller.
Very nice. Aerosmith.
Hey, my parents said driving through North Carolina is a poop show now. Is that?
Well, certain parts, like on 95, I just did it. And I'm convinced that Lumberton, they're always going to be doing construction.
They said there's just nonstop construction all the time, and
there's
North
a lot
Carolina.
Of it. There's a lot of like where the shoulder just disappears, and you got
we didn't have
concrete
any
barrier this far from the side of your car,
like the GW Parkway.
Yeah, just like that.
There might have been a few spots, but nothing major. Nothing major.
All right, Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's. Is she the fiance? Are they engaged? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Just a girlfriend.
I think they're just. Still dating.
Yeah. She apparently has filed a trademark application for the term gold digger.
Jewelry line, right?
And she wants to use it, for jewelry or keychains.
Keychains. Good for her. She's leaning into the moniker.
Keychains in 2025.
Not a bad idea, actually, right? Gold digger keychain or gold digger like necklace? You see girls buying that?
I mean, can Bill put his foot down? At some point, didn't they also like trademark Chapel Bill instead of Chapel Hill?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
yeah, so there's a bunch of other ones in there that she tried to file.
She's trying to make her own money, though.
He can't just stop her.
She's making money off the back of Bill Belichick.
Okay,
Chapel Bill. That has nothing to do with her.
Might be her creative idea.
They say it's one of many trademark filings that Belichick and Hudson have made this year, including Chapel Bill. Belistrator, I don't get the Trail of Salty Tears. Where does that come from?
I don't understand that one.
No days off. Okay. And the Belichick way.
Yeah. She's making money off the back of her old ass boyfriend, Bill Belichick.
And did they say that house that was, where were they, in Nantucket or whatever? I think he put that up for sale. And isn't she like involved in a lot of his like real estate transactions of late? Yeah. So I don't know.
Who do they open with?
TCU.
Monday night.
I'm the biggest TCU fan in the world.
What's the Vegas line number for them, total wins? Like five or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, we had locks on yesterday, and the Vegas line for Maryland is 4.5.
Ooh, that is rough.
Which is brutal. You know, after the first three, you just praying.
FanDuel has UNC at 7.5 wins, DraftKings at 6.5.
All right. That's better than the Terps. It'll be interesting to see.
They've got
every
so
one
many.
Of us on Monday night will be watching Bill Belichick.
Oh, 100%.
8 o'clock.
You're probably right.
Only game on.
It's a good point.
It's an island game.
Island game, 8 p.m.
But I'm not rooting for him.
No, Jason will be asleep.
Yeah, yeah. 15
minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to watch the whole game, but I'll watch a little bit of it.
To beat the summer heat at Flushing Meadow, if you're there for the U.S. Open, you can get Taylor Swift's favorite cocktail cakes for how much?
$25.
$23. Do you want to know what it is?
What is the said cocktail?
It's called, I've never heard of this, the Honey Deuce.
Oh, I saw Darren Revelle tweeting about it. He said the line for that at the U.S. Open is crazy.
It's all because of Taylor? People
I don't
crazy?
Know.
Well, she was drinking it like last year. And right. now
you guys
are,
on it.
You guys are idiots. They've been serving that drink. That is like the number one drink for the U.S. Open for, I don't know, 30 years.
Right, give me the ingredients.
Taylor Swift is not getting credit for that.
All right. Well, they're saying
animosity from Drew.
It's called Taylor. The headline is Taylor Swift's favorite cocktail.
It's everyone who goes to the U.S. Open.
I've never heard of the
honeydew.
What's in the cocktail?
All right. It's Grey Goose.
Like that.
Lemonade.
Like
raspberry
that.
Liqueur.
Love that.
And topped with 3 honeydew melon balls. You're probably out on that. You don't like cantaloupe. Do you like honeydew?
I don't like melon. All melons are generally bad. Watermelon is decent.
Watermelon's elite.
Watermelon, but it's very specific. It's got to be super hot. You got to have it in the summer. Cantaloupe and honeydew, garbage, in my opinion. I would try it. I would take all the melon garnish and throw it out.
According to sports business expert Joe Pompliano, the U.S. Open sold 556,000 Honey Deuce cocktails last year.
556,000 of them?
Is that $10 million?
$23 a pop?
Is that $10 million in drinks?
Man, what a concession that is.
I think the story says they're expected to exceed that this year.
God, what a racket.
Based off of the number of people in attendance.
That's so all crazy. People drink there. You don't drink anything else but those. It's like having
it's
a Guinness
actually,
in Ireland.
It's $12.78 million.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're making your money back with two drinks of that bottle of Grey Goose that they're buying.
Easily.
Yeah. Taylor's favorite drink.
What a scam. Right, Taylor Swift's favorite drink of all time. She actually made it popular, Drab. Yeah.
You know she popularized the mint julep at the Kentucky Derby?
She did. She made that popular, too.
So, Jason, is Naomi Osaka, is she still alive in the U.S. Open?
She was as of yesterday. I don't know if she played.
Okay.
I don't think she played last night. I could check.
So there's a viral story.
She's like the 23rd seed, maybe.
I mean, she used to be an absolute beast, right? And then did she have a kid? And then,
well, she went through mental health stuff.
Yeah, she was out for a while.
Yep.
Her outfit that she wore is a Nike outfit in her first round match. I mean, just trifling.
I'm not feeling it.
I don't even know how you describe
it. Let me see. I'll try to describe it.
Brings on the bling with her bedazzled laboo-boo, whatever that is.
My daughter's got 4 or 5 of those.
Laboo-boo is like the hot accessory of 2025. I don't quite understand
this thing. This thing right there? That skirt thing that she's wearing? Is that the laboo-boo?
No, isn't the laboo-boo like a... Now, I could be wrong on this. Isn't it like a... Like a stuffed animal thing that you stick on your backpack or like your purse.
Oh, okay.
They're crazy expensive.
What do you call that skirt thing that she's wearing? That.
I would call that a poofy skirt.
I don't know. That is a poofy disaster.
I am not a women's fashion expert nor a men's fashion expert.
Right.
That's what I would call
that. She plays today at 1.
All right. Well, I mean, I root for her. She's fun to watch. Don't like that outfit, though. This is crazy. The Backstreet Boys cakes. You know, they're performing at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
I saw the Sphere in person. It was impressive, at least from the outside.
Yeah, I saw it from the outside.
What was on the outside? Did they have some sort of ad?
What was on the outside when I was there? Now, my brain was kind of just zoning out because I was playing so much poker. I don't know. I can't even remember what was on the outside at this point. Pretty good memory I have.
So I don't know how long they're going to be performing there. I don't even know how often they're performing there. But the band is, according to TMZ, grossing $4 million a night for each performance.
$4 million a night?
$4 million a night. They say there's just not a lot of overhead.
Good take.
They paid a one-time fee of about $7 or $8 million for all the graphics that they use inside. And I don't know, there's 17,000 seats, and they say the real key is the VIP tickets, the platinum tickets, and the travel packages that go into the pot and contribute to their gross profits. So
good for them.
They say entertainers make as much money at the Sphere as they can on a stadium tour. And so, like, yeah, the Backstreet Boys, I mean, maybe they could sell out a stadium or two, but they're probably not going to sell out the whole country.
Yeah, but if they play 20 dates at the Sphere and they're pulling in $4 million on a night.
Pretty sick.
It's a great deal for them.
Right? And let me see here. What is this about Mr. Beast, Valdez? Mr. Beast took exception to his ranking on the most influential creators list. Was he too low?
Right. He felt like he should have been ranked higher. And then he had a faux pas when he was upset at, because Rolling Stone ranked them all.
Okay.
And then he tweeted out, "What did I do to the Rolling Stones?" So a lot of people are saying he's kind of a big dummy because he thought Mick Jagger's in association with the magazine.
Keith Richards had something to do with.
So who did they rank, by the way, the top influencer?
I don't know. I see
Mr. Beast is upset he's not highly ranked.
I don't know. Mr. Beast is joning on this one guy, Caleb Heron. Mr. B says, according to the list, the guy with 1 million followers is more influential than me. What did I do to piss off the Rolling Stones? There you go. Oh, these, I don't know. The guy's name is Caleb Heron.
He's a comedian.
What does Mr. Beast have? Like 300 million, 400 million followers?
So many.
Something like that. Real quick, let's go to Isaac in China. Isaac, what's up,
He's
buddy?
Called before.
What up?
What's up, man?
What up? Your Chinese correspondent is back, but this time I have a guest. I found the one other person in China who listens to the Junks at work.
Wow.
We're both watching you on Monumental Sports Network through YouTube TV right now.
Isn't that incredible? All right, what,
look at our reach. I don't even know.
Right, what time is it there?
It's 9:19 p.m. at night.
Oh, it's 12 hours
ahead.
Thursday 12 night. Hours ahead.
It's calling from the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, yeah, who wins the USF game?
We need to know this immediately.
Get it was
rich.
A great day. We'll try to give you offline. We'll give you some tips.
So is this somebody that you hip to the show, or what's going on?
Me? I mean, I've been a Junkies fan for forever, and I was talking at work. Somehow it came up, and my buddy Peter, Peter from Burke. No, you're not from Burke. We're Fairfax. Fairfax. I'm from Maryland, from Silver Spring. So we teamed up, and we're just trying to listen to you guys because we're big fans.
Nice. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you call in? You called in the Commanders run, right?
Yeah.
Same guy. Isaac. But this time we heard you talking about Costco. So we had some nuggets about the Costco here in Shenzhen. They got pizza, but it's not the silly pizza that we have back home. Peter's actually tried it, so he can tell you about it.
All right.
Yeah, Pete. They have, so there's nothing sillier than pepperoni Costco pizza at home.
Pretty good.
I went to Costco here in China, and they got two options. One is dried squid, and the other one's the supreme pizza. So you got to like olives and mushrooms. And then the other option is a lobster bisque, if you like that.
Lobster bisque.
Oh, look at that.
That's pretty strong. He had a shaky voice at the beginning.
How much is the lobster bisque?
The lobster bisque? I don't know. It was like $10 probably.
What's the currency in China?
Is it yen?
The silly yen.
Now, do you guys work?
You gotta buy quiet. It's still.
Do you guys work for the same company?
In Chinese money.
Isaac?
Yes, we do.
You do. So that's how you guys know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At work.
All right. Very cool.
I like your Hokas that you're rocking. EB.
Man, he's really seeing everything.
How can you see that? How can you see that?
I'm watching you here on Monumental Sports. I'm telling you.
That's funny.
JP's hoodie, his blue hoodie.
These guys are dialed in.
He's got his.
Go to the factory and get them at
Brooks?
Cost.
I am wearing Brooks.
Yeah, go to a sweatshop and ship them.
Right. It's very bizarre, but I love it.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you boys doing this weekend? Going to happy hour tomorrow? What are you doing?
We're going to watch a little U.S. Open if we can get the time right. It's a little off. We're trying to keep up with that. We can't get any of those Taylor Swift drinks, though. Lurch, are you a little disappointed that your long legs Taylor Swift is now taken?
Well, I mean, I don't think he had
these guys know the show really well.
I didn't really care.
Pops.
I hope Travis is having a good time.
I think Kelsey should have been on the Rolling Stones top 100.
Oh, there you go, right?
She's way better than Mr. Beast.
She could have been ranked higher than Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is
doing all right.
Rolling Stone is.
All right, boys. We got to go.
Go
ahead, quickly.
No, we got... last thing, Drab. I love Drab.
He's hitting each person.
Man, they got to get you a better angle. Better angle on the TV. They're not doing you any favors.
I know, trust me.
Look at that. Look at him putting up his foot. You're delayed.
Yeah, you guys are delayed. What is the angle that you get? All right, thank you guys. Thank you, boys.
it's not a very flattering angle.
Is it because it's like too close?
It's not a very flattering angle.
Every time I take pictures of my kids, they always say, you're way too close, Dad. Way too close.
At this point, I've just given up.
Yeah,
But it works well in your favor because when you see people out and about, they go, "Oh, I didn't realize you're not that fat."
Yeah. Nice compliment. All right, if you want to weigh in on an open line Thursday, you don't have to call all the way from China. You can call from DC, Maryland, Virginia,
anywhere,
wherever else you're listening. 800-636.
And please do.
1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back. 800. 800-
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. If you'd like to weigh in and talk about Commanders Giants week one, you can do that. If you want to talk about the fact that the Nats threw 77 pitches in the third inning yesterday against the Yankees in a horrendous performance, you can do that.
I don't think anybody wants to talk about that.
You can ask for fantasy advice. You can ask Junkies hypotheticals. You can just go a million different directions.
We haven't had a hypothetical in years.
We haven't. I mean, people just don't want to ask.
There was a period
us.
Of time where Valdez had a segment for Junkies hypotheticals. You remember that? It was probably three or four years ago.
I remember
though.
That.
Yeah. But it's just not really a thing anymore.
It's really not.
People don't want our expert advice.
They don't. Somehow they don't trust us to guide them to whatever answer they're seeking.
I think we've managed our way. We've navigated our way through life fairly successfully.
I think so, too.
Don't you think?
I think we can give people a decent perspective on things.
You want to talk about how to take down a hornet's nest the size of a basketball backboard?
I'm still kind of surprised you did that.
I live for stuff like
I
that.
I think it was somewhat ingenious that you pulled
it
the
should be
car
my next
up.
Job or maybe a side job.
You can be like an exterminator.
Did you drive the car like over the sidewalk, like into the grass?
No, I just pulled up right next to the curb.
Right next to the curb. That's all you had to do.
Because the tree was kind of hanging over the sidewalk, so I didn't have to reach that far.
Right.
Yeah. Pummeled it.
Right.
That destroyed a couple thousand hornets.
Good job. You know what? You're the neighborhood savior.
I am.
It's what you are.
Right.
Good for you. By the way, something work-related, very quick. The engineer, Roger, we all know him. The audience knows him. He has a new sidekick that has been working here for, I want to say, at least a month.
Yeah. Duran.
Oh, you know his name. I was going to ask, does anybody know his name?
Is that the guy who was pooping?
Yes.
It was the
Daniel?
Other guy.
It wasn't
it was Daniel.
Somebody said it was him, but that guy wears very nice shoes.
Yeah, it was Daniel. Oh. Yeah.
And I didn't think it was Daniel because Daniel doesn't usually get in until later.
I usually see him.
Okay, so Duran is the new guy.
But Duran's the new guy. He's a little guy. He looks like Gary Coleman.
Yeah, he does.
he's not that short. He's not that small.
is that a reference lost on you guys or no?
What you talking about, Willis?
But he's very hard to understand because he talks so soft.
I've never heard him talk. That's something I want to bring up.
He doesn't say much.
No.
But when you ask him his name,
do he and Roger get along real well?
I mean, it seems like it. Huh? It seems like Roger's showing him the ropes.
Two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod.
Remember when AWOD used to follow Drab around the station?
Yes, like a puppy dog. Yeah.
It's kind of like that with Roger.
And what's the other guy's name again?
Duran.
Duran kind of idolizes Roger.
Well, he's also learning.
Right.
Like where everything is and stuff to do.
So does he officially replace Trimmer?
No, I think it's an internship. Set up through NAB or something like that. I don't really know. I don't know the details.
Okay. It's an internship.
So
He's learning how to do coffee.
I'm sure he's learning
how to clean the pot.
Yes.
Because Roger's really good at that.
Roger was here at 4:40 in the morning. I just set up my computer and then I go downstairs to the gym and he just started muttering. You know, I just started. He was like, "Yeah, I'm testing the mics. Mics are good." I was like, "Okay."
And then
as I'm walking out of here, I just set up my computer, and he's walking behind me. He's like, "Yeah, the ones at PGC are good too, but guys having a little bit of a problem."
I didn't know how to address it. I've walked away from 200 conversations with Roger in the past.
Oh yeah, easily. I mean, every conversation.
I'm not trying to
because
be disrespectful.
He doesn't know how to break a conversation.
Right.
He doesn't know like a natural. Like you see someone socially. Hey, how you doing? Great. I mean, you guys, and then you guys walk away. He just keeps mumbling.
He thinks that whenever I go into the break room, that I have 30 minutes whenever I go in there. And I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During the body of the show. Now, after the show, I got all the time in the world. But during the show, I'm in there with quickness.
Right.
I got to heat up something in the microwave, or I got to get coffee. I got to do this. I got to do that.
But even when you just walk away from him, if it's a normal person, normal human being,
yes.
You would feel awkward if you just walked away from someone who's in mid-sentence.
Yeah.
You don't feel awkward walking away from Roger.
I mean, maybe it's just
like walking away from a six-year-old.
Maybe it's a character flaw, but I've never felt awkward.
Yeah.
I always feel fine.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go. Let's go to Alex in Purcellville.
Purcellville.
Sorry,
Purcellville. That's a mouthful.
Not Purser.
Purcellville.
Purcellville. Yeah,
it's a mouthful.
Purcellville is actually very nice.
Hey, Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I know you guys are going to make fun of this call, and I get it because it is from outer space. But like 2 weeks ago, Drab gave us an update on this. They don't know if it's a comet, an asteroid, or a UFO, because it's like a 1 in 20,000 chance that this object lines up with Venus, Mars, and Jupiter going the opposite direction at, 120,000 miles an hour. But that was then. It's now 1 in 2 million because the more they examine this object, it has like... It doesn't have a tail. It's got its own. It looks like it has its own headlight. It's got its own lighting system. Like
that's got 10 high gigawatt, beams.
Enough energy to like power Manhattan.
So you're trying to get scared.
Yeah, you're trying to terrify.
Yeah, but
us.
He's saying it's less likely to hit us or be around us, right?
No, it's more likely.
I thought you said it was 1 in 20,000. Now you say it's 1 in 2 million.
You said it was 1 in 20 million.
That it's. They think the aliens built this object. Because, I know it sounds insane, but the more they examine it, it has its own headlight.
I know. I heard
insane.
You say that. What are the? Hold on. What were the odds 2 weeks ago?
You said 1 in 20 million.
Briefly went over it. At that point in time, it was 1 in 20,000 that this was a.
Oh, so it is less likely. You're right. Good listening, EB.
Thank you. Now you say it's 1 in 2 million.
Now it's 1 in 2 million, and this is a natural object. They think the aliens built this thing.
It's going the other way. Okay.
One headlight. I knew that had to be coming.
Jacob
Dylan?
It's got enough power. It could power Manhattan for one day. That's
is this the thing that's like 9 miles wide or something?
I have no idea how big it is.
Yes, they now think it's 20 miles wide, and it's 1 millimeter thick. It's mind blowing.
It's 1 millimeter thick.
Well, listen to this. If it slows down by 50%, it's either going to crash right into Mars and send all the pellets into Earth, or it's going to do a U-turn and smash right into Earth on the day before Halloween.
Oh, we're going to miss Halloween? Oh. No spooky season for 2025? Oh.
Well, I know this call's from Mars, but I mean, this object's getting weirder and weird. But anyway, I got to say,
kind of like this call.
Yeah. Where are you reading about this object?
All over the news. It's called Three-Eye Atlas.
Three-Eye Atlas.
How big did they say it was? Or small?
20 miles wide.
Oh. 20 miles 20 wide, miles. But a millimeter thick? Looks like a big sliver of glass?
Yeah.
Well, NASA refuses to broadcast the pictures from the telescopes, and they're being real mum about it.
Mum's
they don't
the
want
word.
To scare everybody. But anyway.
Are you scared? Are you scared based on what you read?
Yeah, I am now. Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think? Some millimeter-sized alien's going to come get you?
I don't know about all that. I just know this is things getting weirder and weirder.
Oh, we're going to miss the Seahawks Commanders game, Drab, November 2nd.
Anyway, I got to thank Drab for getting me hooked on it.
Yeah, good job, Drab. Yeah, Drab.
Thanks, this
guy's You're welcome, Alex. My pleasure.
Alex, what do you do for a living?
Oh, no, he gone.
I can't imagine that dude has a job, right?
No, if he's reading all these articles about this approaching spacecraft with one
headlight.
I feel
like if there was something that was going to be our imminent death in like 2 months, I'm pretty sure we'd know about it.
Sure.
Right?
Unless the government just knows about it, doesn't want to tell us. Which
two
could
months?
Be the case.
Come on.
Well, he said it was all over the news. I haven't seen,
yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
No, I mean, if you type up 3-Eye Atlas, you'll come up with information. But.
Right.
Well, I don't know, right, let me do that then.
Bruce Willis is on his last legs anyway, right? Can't we send him into it?
Yeah, poor guy. He's got the aphasia. Doesn't even remember he was an actor. Sad.
I think
it's
the
terrible.
Story is now he's not even living with his family, right? They're like living separately.
Awful.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's living in a home? Or
I don't know. It was a headline. I Tom Glancy'd it. I JP'd it.
You went right by it.
Yeah, I just Glancy'd it. And then I moved on.
These things happen.
I assumed it was some sort of help situation.
Yeah.
I might have to read this article on a 3i now. It's got me interested.
I'm going
to
guess you're not.
I'm reading on science.nasa.gov. I don't know where he came up with 20 miles, that their estimate, and this tells you kind of what they're looking at. It's 277 million miles away. Mm-hmm. Their estimate was that its diameter could be 3.5 miles or as small as 1,000 feet.
Well, that's a pretty big...
Yes, it's a big range.
Yeah.
Well, that dude that called in was drunk.
Right.
For sure.
Or crazy, or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
All right, we're the Jux.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Be right back. So I was perusing CBSSports.com's NFL winners and losers on cutdown day, and NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As a loser, they have listed the Commanders wide receiver room. Their explanation: there's a legitimate reason for concern in Washington. Terry McLaurin did sign a contract extension to end his contract dispute, but he hasn't practiced all summer. While McLaurin may not be a concern in Washington, the depth at the position is not there. Deebo Samuel still has a lot to prove, and all the veterans they brought in this summer didn't pan out. Michael Gallup didn't make the team, and neither did Chris Moore. The other wideouts on the roster are Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, and fourth-round rookie Jalen Lane. Not exactly the deepest unit. There are only five on the roster. They could use an upgrade at the position. They've got the Commanders as a loser.
I think that's another reason why they kept those those three veterans on the practice squad too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm not saying that those guys are going to be great players if they're in the active roster.
No, but if they're in a pinch,
if they're in a pinch, I mean, you can throw Moore out there. You can throw Brooks or Jones or whoever else they have there. But yeah, I mean, it's since Terry missed the majority of camp, you know, 90% of camp, I would say that's a slight concern. He might be get off to a slow start.
But I believe what he said yesterday. He told Jaden, it's like riding a bike.
He did say that.
He said it's like riding a bike again. And, you know, he's been working out. It's just, you know, maybe not in football shape yet. But
well, he better get close real quick.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I have a lot more of my optimism. My optimism was fading, you know, in the last 10 days or so. Not just about, like, Terry, but just, like, over the overall team fortunes. With the uncertainty of Terry. But, you know, thank God we saw Jaden. We just saw that spark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder of as long as Five is alive and healthy,
yes,
we're going to be good.
Those are good things. Those
we should be good
you're
to
wishing
go.
For. Yeah.
I mean, we'll lose. Not going to go undefeated. We'll lose games, but he gives us hope every week, I think.
And maybe
not you think. You know he gives you hope every week.
And there's kind of an uncertainty with McCaffrey and certainly of Jalen because Jalen's a rookie and McCaffrey mm-hmm. just wasn't used that much last year.
Complete unknowns.
So maybe McCaffrey is more of a player. And maybe they're using Jalen Lane a little bit more than we expected this year.
Is it weird for me to have more confidence in Jalen Lane than McCaffrey at this point?
Well, I just feel
not that weird.
I feel like he's going to be be utilized more.
You just feel like there's more of a ceiling for McCaffrey than you thought, and with Lane, it's the ceiling's higher because you don't know better, right?
That could be it.
I feel like the ceiling is higher.
I feel like McCaffrey's floor is low, and I feel like his ceiling is low too. I'm kind of out on him.
I don't know.
I mean, not to the point where I would cut him, but. He needs to take a major step forward.
That's
to be
what I mean. Yeah,
this year to be on the roster next year.
Yeah, I agree.
Despite his, you know, like third round draft status,
and I think maybe having those veteran receivers on the practice squad is going to help these young guys.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a concern. I don't think it's a major concern.
I still wish they would kick the tires on Hunter Renfro. I don't understand. I mean, no one's doing it, so maybe it's everybody just must be out on him.
His injury was not like a knee or an ankle. He had ulcerative colitis,
which so he got caused like real him skinny, right?
Caused him to go from like 185 down to 150 at one point.
Yeah.
He lost 35 pounds.
So they just think he can't withstand.
Think about that.
I mean,
I've been 150 pounds.
Don't know what sort of physical shape he's in.
I just saw one clip, and they're like, "This is what he's doing to our DBs,"
right?
And I'm like, "Well, why aren't we kicking the tires on him?"
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right, real quick, let's go to David. David wants to talk about Oasis. David, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jace, just want to let you know, taking the family up to New Jersey this weekend to see Oasis on Sunday night. It'll be my son's first concert ever, 8-year-old. I wanted to know what your what would be your favorite song to hear live.
You're going big for the first one. That's supposed to be an amazing show.
Yeah, I mean, great. Obviously, it's probably not one of the real popular ones.
Not Wonderwall.
I'm just trying to think of the name of the song. I think it's off their second album. Maybe it's their second album. I'd have to go back and
Morning Glory. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Slide Away on that one?
No, that's on the first one, definitely, maybe. But yeah, Slide Away is one of my favorites.
Slide Away is one of my favorites, yeah. I like Slide Away. Cool. And I mean, I like most of their songs. I saw them in concert once.
Are you going to give the kid earplugs? I feel like eight's kind of...
Yeah, that's a good question. Good. We went to the store. We got a headset. We're all right. Ready for that.
Straight.
All right, you're all set. Very all right, good. Man.
Enjoy.
Have a great time.
I bet you they're going to sound awesome.
Yeah. Jason, if the Gallagher brothers played
congrats,
Open Road
buddy.
Distilling, would you go to the show?
What do you think?
I'm guessing you'd probably go.
There's not that many things, though, that move him.
I know. I'm well aware.
Although you've seen like cover bands and like driving ranges, so I would think you would see a legit band somewhere.
I didn't just see cover bands. I saw legit bands. Like at driving ranges.
You also went and saw like fake yacht rock bands, right?
I did see a yacht rock cover band. I saw a Fleetwood Mac cover band at Capital One Hall.
Yeah,
right.
They were awesome, right?
They were really good.
They were good.
Yeah.
That's silly.
The lead singer looked just like Stevie Nicks.
Right.
Right. It's good.
Kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. I love anything classic rock.
And you're a big classic rock guy.
Yep, I love it.
Didn't realize that.
But I love Oasis. I mean, I just wouldn't drive to New Jersey to see them.
I know.
So does that mean, is it a stadium deal?
Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, they're playing the big Phillies.
Giant Stadium, MetLife. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't play those little halls anymore.
No.
The days are done.
Are they doing a stadium hit here, like at Northwest?
I think that their tour here is very limited.
No, the closest they're coming to us is New York.
Is New Jersey?
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't been to a concert in a while. I was going to go see Train, but it just didn't work out.
I saw Train in Vegas. They were the headliner. OAR opened for them.
That was a good show, wasn't it?
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to stay for Train, but they were awesome.
And you did?
Stayed the whole time.
That's the weekend that he said he was going to knock it out like five times.
Yeah. As I put the bar up too high.
Right. Would you hit skins once?
More than once.
But it was like one and a half.
I was
one and a half Z, I think.
You know what? I was a failure. I was basically a failure. I was a big loser.
Right, right. All right. Well, we're one step closer, boys.
We're a week away from the start of the NFL season.
There's games on tonight.
Yep. Right? Make sure you bet on some games tonight.
Yeah, give me some picks.
Moneyline parlays.
Go to FanDuel.
We got to get out of here.
Promo code EB.
We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.